on now.
Dear Scott, it's your texts, emails, and letters. Go on, get it off your chest.
You didn't know we were going to do this, did you?
No.
Letters?
Well, you know, sometimes do still get letters.
I know.
We do still get letters.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
I got a letter yesterday.
So this is, did you? Who is it from? I don't really care.
It was some bloke in Runcorn. I can't remember.
What was he saying?
I don't care, let's move on.
He wanted me and Dave to DJ his wedding.
This is... Are you going to say yeah?
I'm going to reply, yeah.
Yeah. And say busy.
And say no, no.
This is Dear Scott, where you can get it off your chest. And we've got a nice lady from Radio 4 to read out your correspondence. Here's the first one.
Scott, I'm working in Abu Dhabi at the moment, and last night I went by a sign offering cosmetic surgery with the slogan Radio 1 Scott Mill says, get your bits and bobs done here. Honest. P.S. Love the show. Listening to it on site in Abu Dhabi. Thanks, David Ellis.
Now, I'd like to point out that I've never actually been to Abu Dhabi, so that's not true.
But if you had, you would have endorsed it.
Yeah. I refuse to believe that a plastic surgeon is using the slogan, Scott Mills says, get your bits and bobs done here. I don't believe that's the sign in the window. But thank you anyway for your letter. I've been to Dubai,
yeah,
as you know.
So is there a get your bits and bobs done in the sign in Dubai?
I don't know. But I've not been to Abu Dhabi, so that's not true. But thanks anyway for your email. Next.
Scott, I work at Premier Inn in Reading. It's a new hotel, just outside of the Oracle Shopping Centre. It hasn't opened there as yet. Lol. Did you want to come and open my hotel? It's not mine, but I couldn't think how to put it. You'll get a free room and all, I'll sort that bit out. Well, look forward to receiving your email or phone call or text or whatever. Thanks. Love you. Gareth Adcock.
Gareth, that's a very, very nice invitation. But sadly, I am actually busy on that date.
He didn't mention a date.
No.
Did he not?
No. Oh. Why won't you go and open his hotel for him? He'll do most other things.
Have you opened anything before?
Not really, no. That's not true, actually. I opened a brunch of Asda once when I worked in Manchester.
Was it the big one?
Huh?
The big one. There's a huge Astro in Manchester.
One near Bolton.
Oh, right. Okay.
Anyway.
Which gladiator was it?
I can't remember.
Was it Wolf? I take it was an old gladiator, not one of the new ones.
It was a girl, and I remember there was such a
not
scrum
Wolf,
to get...
Jet.
Yeah, I think it was... Was it Jet?
Yeah. Jet was the brown hair.
There was such a scrum to get her autograph, she had to stand up on one of the checkouts.
What, with it moving?
On the conveyor belt, I love it.
Was that...
It's a bit like Wings video.
Is that where they got the Travelator idea from?
They turned it off, obviously, but she had to stand on the top of this checkout Asda. It wasn't on. Anyway, Gareth, I will reply to you. Let me just check my diary. Let's talk dates. Next.
Hi, Scott. My new girlfriend of only 4 weeks has a really large box of condoms in her bathroom cabinet. I saw them last night. Does this make her a slag?
Right, discuss.
Now, my boyfriend has a massive box of condoms in the back of his car, which he claims...
In his car?
Yes. Now, he claims that this is from when he worked with Westwood, and Westwood used to make him hand them out. And I believe him, so I think, no, she's not.
In his car?
She might just have a big box of condoms.
Why? Does she work with Westwood as well?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of an excuse for her.
I think it's a good thing. If it's a new girlfriend, she's obviously, you know, playing safe. I think that's all good.
Just because it's to be safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, she's just obviously she's bought in bulk there.
At least they're
which
still
in the
there.
Long run is cheaper. At least they're still there. That's right.
At least it's not a massive empty box. Then he should be worried.
Yeah, if there was loads of like just wrappers, then that's when you should start worrying.
She's bought in bulk.
Is your boyfriend's box empty?
No.
Okay.
Well, surely it should be if he'd thrown them out to Westwood. So he hadn't thrown them out. He kept them for a reason.
Anyway, next.
Hi, Scott. It's Sarah, editor of Scarlet, one time guest on your show, and one very drunken time guest at your birthday bash in the Green Man a few years back.
I remember that.
Hope I've jogged your memory,
yep.
And hope all is going well for you. Anywho, I'm writing to invite you to be guest agony uncle at the magazine. We ask you two questions from our readers, and you write down two 100-word responses offering the benefit of your wisdom. I appreciate you're busy, so no worries if you can't squeeze us in, but it would be great to have you in the mag. Think it over and give me a shout if you're interested. SXX.
Oh, that's nice.
How does she know you're busy?
I don't know.
Where's she got that idea?
I've no
from?
Idea.
Busy.
So that's that nice lady, Sarah, off Scarlet magazine. Now, we like Scarlet, don't we?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. And
what is Scarlet?
It's a magazine for ladies.
Yeah. It's what, quite like quite Cosmo? Saucy.
Gives advice and stuff.
Like Heat?
No, yeah. Not like Heat, different.
Okay. A bit more risque.
Yeah. But they want me to go and answer some problems.
I think you should do this one.
Okay. I mean, she's a really nice lady, and I would quite like to help her out, but I don't understand why people would want to get advice off me in Scarlet.
If it's a
magazine.
Lady magazine, is it Lady Problems?
I don't know.
What?
Yeah, let's bring out a magazine just about Lady Problems.
I don't know.
It's going to fly off the shelves.
Anyway, I'd quite like to do that one, I think. That's good.
So you're going to go and yeah. answer some lady problems.
Are you saying also...
Yeah, by the way, that was my birthday bash that she was at in the Green Man, not yours.
No, she was at another one as well. Which
yeah, but yours wasn't in the Green Man, mine was in the Green Man.
All right, whatever. Whoever's birthday it was doesn't really matter, does it?
No.
And finally...
Dear Scott and team, I was just watching Meridian News when they reported that people are wanting to rename Southampton Airport Matt Letizier International. This could be Scott's golden opportunity to get one up Joe. At the very least, get a lounge dedicated to our local export.
I think that meant get one up on Joe. I think that was a typo.
Let me know if I need to go and drum up interest at the airport. Great show. Best wishes and love yous. Alison, Portsmouth, smiley.
Ah, now we've been down this road before, yeah. Haven't we? I mean, we managed to get Joe Wiley a plane yeah. called Joe Wiley. In fact, we had a text yesterday from someone who was boarding it at Leeds Bradford Airport. But no,
she wasn't that grateful, was she? And then she had environmental campaigners on her case.
Well, we tried to get an airport named after, and that didn't really happen. So I think the Scott Mills International thing needs to stop right now. Matt Letizier, though. That's,
also, yeah. You've got no chance of beating Matt Letizier in a popularity poll.
Probably not in Southampton.
Especially in Southampton.
Please don't stop the music.
Thanks for all your emails and texts. Keep them coming in. 81199. Please don't stop the music. Or scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I like that. We can just answer your correspondence. It's all good. It's 5 to 7 on Radio 1, and this is Rihanna. Getting late.